30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the show. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The Sinkle CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free on the site. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their websites. Enjoy ours on us at freetalklive.com. As we continue with your phone calls about what you want, it's Michael in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Michael. Michael, California.
Well, you guys succeeded in hurting my feeling again.
Shoot, hurt your feelings?
Yeah, you hurt my feeling. Yeah,
just one feeling?
Yeah, well, that's all I have. If I was getting beat up in California, you wouldn't come here and protect me.
It's a long drive.
Yeah.
Well, I know. And one of these days, I would like to be on your show. I want to be in the background and be your laugh and clap, because I'm glad we had this break because my teeth fell out. I was laughing so hard listening to you two.
What were you laughing? What was so funny?
You guys are just funny. I enjoy it. This is my favorite show.
I'm glad people find things on this show funny, because I certainly don't try to be, and I don't consider myself very funny.
Yeah, stiff as a board.
You know what? It's my favorite show because you're both funny. You should be in stand-up comedy, if that's where you should go.
No.
And secondly, you actually allow people to talk. It always amazes me about people on talk radio. You know, the old saying, if you don't want people to think you're ignorant, don't open your mouth and remove all doubt.
Yeah. But it's you can definitely let people dig their own graves when they speak. That's for sure.
And ostensibly, if you don't want people to see your front teeth that are removed, don't smile. So, one thing I had to say, there seems to be a thread of discontent with religion at the time, especially Christianity. And I have a question for you.
A thread of discontent with religion, even on this program?
Yes. I would say so.
Okay, you mean specifically with organized religion, specifically Christianity?
Well, which one's the atheist?
Neither of us.
Oh, you neither one of you are atheists?
I'm formerly an atheist.
So am I.
Oh, you're formerly an atheist. Okay. Well, let's say religion in general. But the only thing I would say is...
Well, wait. When you say religion in general, you mean organized religion, right? Like monolithic kind of large religions. Because both Mark and myself are Quakers, which is a religion.
Not a very organized one.
No.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question in general.
Okay, go.
Just for people who are against the Catholics or Christians or whatever, do you think it's any less ignorant for people to be punitive against religion without having the facts, any more so than being a bigot?
Can you ask that one more time? It's any less what against punitive?
Okay, do you think it's any less a show of ignorance for people to be punitive towards religion when they don't have all the facts? And then do you think it's any less of a crime than being a bigot? In other words, don't you think ignorance plays into the part of what people think about ignorance?
I think that you're right. That you're essentially a bigot against a particular religion if you have it out against that religion. I think that bigotry has in it sort of ignorance aspect to it. It's hard to imagine intelligent bigots, right?
Well, yeah, if they weren't ignorant about certain aspects of religions or other belief systems or different people of different colors and hairstyles or whatever they're bigoted against, if they weren't ignorant about it, they might come to the conclusion that, hey, those are human beings just like me, and we're not really that different after all.
No, and it's the last time we talked to you guys, we were talking about border control, and it was at the end of the segment, at the end of the show, where I was able to complete my conversation. But, I'm a Christian, and I have, my grandson is three-quarters Hispanic, my daughter's half Hispanic, and I totally believe they should be able to come over here and live a better life.
Great.
But on the same token, I think rules and order are something that should be taken into consideration, because if you don't have order, you have chaos.
Mm.
And there should be some type of
Well, I think that the, I think you're right that if you don't have order, you have chaos. But I think that what the assumption you're jumping to is that the government can somehow provide order. And I would actually say to you that the government is poorest organization to provide order to anything, and that spontaneous order is far more orderly. And as an example, I'd like to show you the supermarket shelves.
I don't think the government can do anything. They can screw up a poop sandwich.
Yeah, right. And I mean, so that's the organization that when it comes to immigration, it is the default organization that people go to right. with the expectation that somehow they're going to solve the immigration problem,
right.
and they are the poorest organization to do it.
Absolutely. I mean, there isn't really a problem in the absence of the government because it's the government that's giving out the welfare that is really the source of a lot of the complaints about immigrants. So the government is the source of the problem. The government is the source of chaos. The government is
Absolutely.
Inherently chaotic because it's aggressing against people and imposing arbitrary demands on them at the threat of violence. In the absence of the federal government, in the absence of some state government restrictions on immigration, then there's still order and there are still rules in that, well, there's private property, and private property has borders, too. So, you know, if you want to come here and rent my house from me, you have to agree to a certain set of rules. You have to agree to be orderly to some extent, even though the renters were cranking up the rock music earlier tonight. You guys couldn't hear that because luckily our microphones didn't pick it up. But, you know, there are certain rules, that, and those apply. And my the other tenants or the other landlords on the same street might have different sets of rules. Some people might be bigots.
How could they not?
Some landlords might be bigots, and they may not want to rent to somebody who's got a different skin color of them from them, and that they should be free to be bigots if that's what they want to do. I think they should be ostracized, and I think that there should be some consequences for them amongst the community for that particular viewpoint, but I certainly don't think they should be coerced. So I think the point here that I'd like to make in response is that there's plenty of order in the absence of a political one.
I agree with you totally. I don't need them. I don't need them to protect me. No, they wouldn't get here in time anyway.
No, they're not going
to protect
you.
In California, to protect yourself, you all get shot or you all go to jail. So, you know, there just needs to be, I don't know what the fix is. I don't know if there's ever going to be a fix, and it's disheartening to see
the fix.
Try to imagine a world where the federal government didn't limit people coming to this country. It didn't limit anything, really. That they'd have to drop their regulations, the minimum wage rule, the welfare rules, and all those other things. What would happen? It seems to me that a great deal of people from Hispanic countries, despotic countries, where their governments do not afford them freedom, and they do not they haven't had the benefits that we've had from the aspect of freedom, and therefore were able to grow into the most powerful nation the world has ever seen. That they likely would come here. They'd work very hard. They'd probably live in conditions that we would call squalor. They may very well there may very well be neighborhoods that would be ghettos, as there were at the turn of the last century for the immigrants, you know, that lived in conditions that we wouldn't consider to be we'd consider to be eyesores here. But I think that that's the very worst aspect of it that you would likely see. You'd have the freedom to live people would have the freedom to live how they wanted to live, and they would have the freedom to grow their family and their lives the way they wanted to, and then their next generation, just as the generations of immigrants in the past, would be more wealthy, and they would they would all speak the language, or most of them would. There's deviance to that, but the third generation almost entirely doesn't even speak the former language.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same way I can't speak German.
So I think the solution... Go ahead.
They have good food.
Sure do. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. The solution is simple. It's just sometimes simple things aren't always easy. Right? I mean, the solution is to get, as you're saying, get rid of the federal government. I mean, you're talking about making so the government doesn't do certain things anymore. Well, if you can accomplish a rollback of the federal government, you also have the political strength to secede or, accomplish the idea of getting out of the federal government entirely. And that would be the best way to deal with it,
I think. Well, as far as I'm concerned, if New Hampshire seceded as a state, I would still want people to be able to come to this
yes.
state freely. I would not
Open
want to
borders.
Keep out people from California or Massachusetts or New York, no matter how
Absolutely.
Socialist I might believe that they might vote or something like that. I wouldn't want to do that because I would want them to be able to come here and provide for their families the fruits of freedom and liberty.
All right, more coming up here. 800-259-9231. In fact, let's talk a little bit about the history of secession. There's more to it than just the Civil War. There's Free Talk Live. More coming up here at 800-259-9231, and you can bring up anything. Take control of the airwaves. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have our roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything. You dial in toll free 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line 1-800-259-9231. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Features free. Enjoy those, including we've got news updates. You can go and get signed up for either our emails at updates.freetalklive.com. You can go to Twitter and become one of the Twitteries. What do you call someone who watches the Twitter account?
Twits.
a twit. You can go to twitter.freetalklive.com, get on board there, and facebook.freetalklive.com to become a fan of our Facebook profile. Now, right now, we are currently focusing on the updates list because, well, it's really the best way to guarantee that you get the message from us. I mean, Twitter and Facebook are a little more transient in the way that they deliver things. If you aren't on the websites, you can't see what's happening, whereas if you're signed up for the updates list, as long as you're checking your email, you'll get the latest from Free Talk Live. In fact, we've got a sword giveaway that we're going to be doing, so if you want to get on board with that possibility, you have to be on the updates list. You can go and get on all three of them, though, if you want, over at news.freetalklive.com. That's where we have them all listed for you. Easy to get on, news.freetalklive.com.
And you hear the, on all the talk shows out there, you hear their encouragements to get gold, and actually they don't mention silver much at all, although I'm of the opinion right now that silver's poised to do better than gold.
Silver's cheaper.
Yeah,
I can afford silver.
In the next decade. you hear them talking about this stuff, and you always think, gold, that's kind of for rich people. Free Talk Live has a program to get precious metals in your hands if you're the kind of person who, like I have been in my life, isn't really very good at doing anything more than buying things. Here you go. It's a program of investment that allows you to buy something on a weekly or biweekly basis whenever you get your paycheck. All you have to do is call this number that I'm going to give you. Ask for the layaway plan. You can lay away, say, 25 coins. You can go look at the coins that we have selected for Free Talk Live at gold.freetalklive.com. Some are gold, some are silver. You should probably get 25 of them, which to me means silver if you're going to be using this plan I'm going to be talking about. And we have several choices over there. We have the Lakota Nation silver rounds at the lowest price you're going to find them on the internet. The Montana silver reserves at I haven't seen them any lower than that. Walking Liberty halves and several other choices over there. Go check them out at gold.freetalklive, then call this number, 877-857-9938. 877-857-9938. And, invest in your future, your family's future.
All right, 800-259-9231 is our number here. Since we were talking about secession, I've had this one sitting in my show prep pile for a bit. About the history of secession. Maybe a little more than you ever knew about secession. In fact, a lot more than I ever knew, I can tell you that. Jonathan Kolke over at LouRockwell.com writes, "For the first time since the year 1860, secession appears to be a viable option, in part because all other arrangements for the operation of the American Union are deemed by many to have failed. However, let me offer some friendly advice to the secessionists among you. A survey of American history indicates that the prospect for success is minuscule, but don't be discouraged. Follow the sage advice that I'm about to impart, and your odds for success will improve dramatically. In fact, I can almost guarantee that if you adopt my deft strategy, you'll have a fighting chance of accomplishing your goals. For starters, what do we already know about secession? Well, disgruntled New Englanders toyed with the notion back in 1814 near the end of the War of 1812, but the abrupt termination of the conflict with Britain removed the major irritant propelling secession, and so the movement, whatever its strength, simply evaporated. Nevertheless, this episode should have furnished a warning. After all, in 1814, the United States was only 38 years old as a nation, and the cement bonding the country hadn't yet hardened. The Great Plains and Western populace circa 1890, who waged a futile campaign for liberation against the Imperial East, occasionally broached the subject of secession, and Southern states raised the issue while resisting the federally mandated civil rights movement of the late 1950s and 60s. Next, the late 1970s featured the so-called Sagebrush Rebellion out west, which dovetailed nicely with John Letbouillet's diatribe against liberal Eastern elites, Harvard Hates America. Clearly, the intellectual ground for modern-day secession had been laid by 1981, just in time for the publication of Joel Garreau's groundbreaking book, The Nine Nations of North America, a work that presented a convincing blueprint for the partition and reconfiguration, not just for the United States.
Yeah, I saw this. They actually showed this to us in school.
Really?
Yeah, just the idea that it's interesting the way he cut up the nation. Mm-hmm. I think that there's something to be said, but talk about a pipe dream. I mean, the idea that not only... the idea that somehow or another the states are going to cease to exist is even more ludicrous than the government ceasing to exist.
So it was a blueprint for the partition and reconfiguration, not just for the United States, but for the entire North American continent as well. The 1990s provided concrete examples abroad of the more or less successful breakup of the Soviet Union in Czechoslovakia. And the razor-thin rejection of Quebec's secession from the rest of Canada in 1995...
It was razor-thin.
...also provided a role model for Americans of such persuasion. For the French-speaking Canadians, regardless of the outcome of that particular referendum, had scored a major triumph by even holding the election and having extracted a commitment from the rest of Canada to swallow the results. Elsewhere, the specter of failed states, such as Somalia, Afghanistan, and Iraq, that should be by all accounts mercifully partitioned, also helped embolden American secessionists. Finally, by 2000, the prospect of an increasingly global world, that is, a world without borders, induced many Americans to adopt secession as a logical tribal countermeasure. Nonetheless, in a practical political sense, all these aforementioned efforts of secession failed to generate sufficient steam for a number of reasons. In particular, these movements became too closely associated in the American public's mind with a particular political party and its agenda, thus provoking strong antipathy from its assorted opponents. That brings us back to the secession crisis of 1860-61, which came close to success. In fact, we can draw some useful lessons from that near-miss experience. Secession would probably have succeeded had not the Civil War intruded, for unlike other secession efforts, the movement to break up the Union in 1860-61 was actually a nationwide effort, not confined to a single geographic region or political party. For instance, as historian Richard Hofstadter writes, Northern abolitionists were quite willing to let the South leave in peace. Indeed, anti-slavery radicals like William Lloyd Garrison, who had dramatically burned the slave-sanctioning United States Constitution in public, felt that the Union had been a moral failure, and that only the moneyed interest schemed to keep the country intact. He was probably right. Meanwhile, while Southern secession loomed, New York City, led by colorful Mayor Fernando Wood, sought to separate from the rump North and establish itself as an independent city-state.
Who can argue with that? I mean, really, who could argue with that?
New York secession?
Yeah, right. Absolutely. The people of the New York State, do they really need the voters of New York City changing their state? They're so different.
Yeah.
They absolutely,
upstate versus New York City.
They absolutely shouldn't be the same state. Oh, except for all the taxes that the state government of New York gets from New York City.
So the mayor set up was interested in seceding as an independent city state. For aside from disruption of its lucrative southern commerce, free trade New York City feared remaining trapped in a high tariff North. A measure so revolutionary as secession could never have gotten off the ground unless at least some Northerners had been willing to acquiesce, even abet the cause.
Yeah, right. Acquiesce. Kick them out the door.
In actuality, secession was encouraged in part by the knowledge that there were fellow Democrats in the North, the Franklin Pierce, James Buchanan wing of the party that was so accustomed to appeasing the South that they might swallow secession, or they might take only half-hearted measures to suppress it. There's more here. We'll share it with you, the history of secession and how, well, they went wrong, and how maybe we could go right with the new secession movement. More coming up here. You can bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. We're talking secession again. 1-800.
We love this topic.
I do love this topic. 800-259-9231. I'm actually learning quite a bit here because we're sharing something from LouRockwell.com, which is really going into the history of various different secession movements that unfortunately didn't succeed in seceding.
Indeed.
So we'll get back to that here shortly. Want to tell you about the Totasack, though. Go to Totasack.com, TOTASAK.com. To learn more about the wonderful little handle that allows you to carry a whole bunch of stuff with one hand. And if you've got two Totasacks, then you can carry a whole bunch more stuff with both of your hands, as I do when I bring the groceries back in from the car. The Totasacks make it possible for me to do it in one trip instead of having to go back out and constantly have to the north. It's slushy out, so you got to kick off all of the slush off your shoes each time you come back.
You got to take the boots off at the door, pick the stuff in, then come back and then step in the sort of wet spot that you took your boots off. Yeah,
it's pain. So the Totasack eases your pain. TOTASAK.com, made of 100% recycled materials right here in the United States. We haven't done a giveaway during the week yet, have we, for Totasack this week?
No, I think I want to do it over the updates list rather than on the radio tonight.
Okay, so if you want to get a Totasack, we're going to be giving that away over the Free Talk Live updates list. Go to updates.freetalklive.com and we'll give away a two-pack of the Totasack to you.
That's correct.
So updates.freetalklive.com. Now, we're sharing a story here from LouRockwell.com and Jonathan Kolke, where he's talking about the history of secession. In fact, back in the 1860s, he goes through a number of secessionist movements, not necessarily just the Southern secession of the 1860s, but that's what he's focusing on now. And indeed, when Southern secession was looming, he points out that New York City was even in discussions of leaving. In fact, they sought to separate out as its own independent city-state. Aside from the disruption of its lucrative southern commerce, free trade New York City feared remaining trapped in the high-tariff north. Indeed, a measure so revolutionary as secession could never have gotten off the ground unless some northerners had been willing to acquiesce. In actuality, secession was encouraged in part by the knowledge there were fellow Democrats in the north, We're so accustomed to appeasing the South that they might swallow secession, or they might take only half-hearted measures to suppress it. In the final analysis, Southern secession looked like an ad hoc, spur-of-the-moment decision following Lincoln's election as president in the fall of 1860. As such, the South had neglected to take the necessary steps to prepare Northern public opinion adequately for the break. So in the end, despite the presence of some Northern allies, the South could not prevent the majority of Northerners from supporting, tacitly or otherwise, Lincoln's ambitious plans to invade the South and enforce compliance with the federal laws. Of course, it probably didn't help them shooting at that fort.
Yeah, shooting at the fort was the worst thing they could do. Should have left Fort Sumter alone.
Yeah. For good measure, Honest Abe had skillfully managed to change the issue from the oftentimes abstruse merits of secession to the simple defense of the Union. Meanwhile, the South was by no means united in support of secession, a factor that doubtless helped contribute to its eventual failure. The secession movement seems to have been composed primarily of Democrats and opposed by old-line Whigs and other assorted Unionists. One can identify the political factions at play in various state conventions called to decide the secession question. For instance, leading Georgia's respectable efforts to remain loyal to the Union was none other than Alexander Stephens, who several weeks later wound up being elected as Confederate vice president. And these secession opponents managed to hold Virginia, North Carolina, Tennessee, and Arkansas in the Union camp until after the outbreak of war. And even following the initial skirmish at Fort Sumter, pro-Union sentiment remained strong in the Upper South until Lincoln undercut Southern Unionists by issuing his ill-timed and highly inflammatory Proclamation of Rebellion. Curiously enough, although slavery is usually seen as the driving force behind the secession movement, many of the anti-secession Unionists were among the largest plantation owners. And Confederates seems to have elected a Whig majority in their 1863 congressional elections, which soon bedeviled Democratic President Jefferson Davis. Finally, it appears that the Whigs took command in the southern states in 1865 in time to assure a smooth reintegration of the recalcitrant states back into the Union. So they just didn't have first of all, it seems to me that there wasn't enough support, and it was too big. I think the movement was too big. They were having all these different conventions to try to get the whole South to secede. It would make more sense to focus your efforts in one place.
Yeah. If Florida had seceded, then, you know, what would have been like?
Meanwhile, a strong comparison could be made between the secession movements and the Prohibition movement. Prohibitionists somehow induced the nation to ratify the 18th Amendment in 1919 with overwhelming bipartisan support, a fact that helps explain why the current right-to-life movement, almost exclusively identified with the Republican Party, has failed to enact its controversial national agenda. So contemporary secessionists will only succeed fully when they garner widespread political and geographic support and avoid close association with any political party or ideology. Therefore, any secession movement must pay as much attention to the North as to the South and West. And rather than wasting time blasting the Puritan North as the source of all American dysfunction, as at least one LouRockwell.com contributor routinely does, would-be secessionists must devote all their energy to convincing Northerners that secession is also very much in their own best interest. In truth, the blue state folks also favor dismantling the Union. They just don't know it yet. Indeed, many blue staters speak wistfully of an American version of a European-style secular social democracy that would arise eventually once the South leaves, but they have no concrete plans for any disconnection. So in the absence of any such plans, why not supply them? Well, I would say that the Vermont secession movement really has their ducks in a row on this particular point.
Yeah, the Vermont secessionist movement, at least to my mind, what I'm hearing seems to be the most mature secessionist movement in the nation.
They focus...
And, you know, Vermont... entirely different than the rest of the nation.
Yeah.
It is a different place.
Sure. I mean, New Hampshire is also a very different place as well.
Indeed.
So with Vermont folks, they do a real great job of focusing on, because again, they're trying to recruit Vermonters onto the idea of seceding. They don't have to worry about really anybody else, right? I don't think it really matters what the people in California think. Despite what this guy's saying here, I don't think it matters what the people in California think if the people in Vermont or New Hampshire decide they want to secede. That won't be an issue.
Really, the question is, are the people in California and wherever in the United States willing to see Americans be killed by tanks in the streets if there is a peaceful secession?
Seems unlikely.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem like.
Considering how many people have family and friends that are in different places in this country.
Right, but I guess the question is could it be a peaceful secession if the, if for instance, the federal government doesn't recognize the secession, the state government does. Then the federal goons come in to say, hey, you haven't been paying your taxes. You're going away to jail now.
They're going to have to build a lot of jails.
Understood, what do you think the government of the state that decides to secede is going to do? They're going to use their goons to make it stop. So, you can't have a peaceful state because a state is an organization with monopoly privilege and the use of violence.
Be sure to make blue staters willing accomplices or co-conspirators, if you will. Of course, at present, the North has too much invested in the Union victory of 1865 and everything that followed accordingly, especially the Civil Rights Crusade of the 1960s. The North is loath to abandon its heroic triumphs over Southern barbarism. In fact, it would be better for a secession movement to drop the term secession itself in favor of partition, a less historically charged word that denotes a clean break from which both sides would presumably benefit. It's an interesting suggestion.
Well, we say independence.
We've been talking about declaring independence, but I like new words. Partition? Not bad, not bad. Naturally, red staters find this kowtowing more than a bit galling, and many relish the prospect of obtaining some payback for the humiliation suffered at the hands of the oftentimes insufferable Yankees. For such revenge, fantasies are doubtless emotionally satisfying, but it's monumentally counterproductive. Since the goal today should be efficient secession, nothing more and nothing less, it's simply a huge mistake to demonize blue states and their inhabitants. And you can tell who he's targeting this to. He's targeting this to so-called red staters, which, of course, you and I, Mark, are neither. We don't take those kind of sides. And most Americans don't. Most Americans don't consider themselves, at least most listeners to talk radio, and most people I know don't consider themselves one or the other. So it is. I agree with his point, though. It's important to bring people from all political viewpoints on the side of secession to show them how it would benefit them. That's how you have to do it. You have to show them the perks. You have to sell the sizzle. You have to give them positive reasons as to how their lives will be better in the absence of the federal government. And for somebody who is of, kind of the lefty persuasion, their lives would be better in a variety of different ways. You don't have the warmongering government going around the world doing things.
From a righty persuasion, you don't have to deal with what the blue states elect for a president.
Yeah, and lower taxes. I mean, that's a big one for righties, right? Yep. We're coming up here. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever lost power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get off the grid and generate your own supply of electrical power. Solar powered generators are now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it the most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com to request a free information package today. That's MySolarBackup.com, MySolarBackup.com, or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Jack Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Is garlic the absolute best defense against the threat of bacterial and viral pandemics? No. The answer is Ali-C from your AliStore.com. Ali-C was developed by a British chemist who found a way to stabilize the allicin in garlic and incorporate it into his flagship product, Ali-C. It's the strongest and safest antibiotic known to man. Ali-C makes garlic supplements obsolete. Get Ali-C today from your AliStore.com. That's your A-L-L-I-Store.com. Your AliStore.com. No home should be without Ali-C.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. By the way, a quick word out to our board operator. Hopefully he's listening. We are disconnected on the instant messenger, so if people are holding, I have no idea. So you know. So 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. We're talking about secession here, or as the writer of this article over at LouRockwell.com puts
partitioning.
It, he's calling it partitioning because, well, secession has all that baggage attached to it. And
he's not wrong about that part.
Right. I am a fan of using words that don't have baggage attached to them. That's why I don't call myself a libertarian anymore. Anyway, he's kind of coming at this story, which started out with a real kind of history of some different secession movements in this country and, of course, around the world. And he's now kind of talking about, and I agree with his point in general, that you have to bring as many people from as many political viewpoints on board with the idea of secession as possible in order to make it happen. And he does point out that it shouldn't be aligned with one particular political party. You shouldn't be able to look at a secession movement and say, ah, it's a bunch of Republicans, or ah, it's a bunch of Democrats.
Yeah.
And I completely agree with that. But one of the things he's coming at here, or one of the things the positions he's coming from, is he's kind of writing this towards Southerners for some reason, as though Northerners aren't interested in secession these days. I mean, it's Vermont that's got the hottest secession movement in the country, and of course there are a handful of other places. I mean, Hawaii. I mean, that's not really a Southern state.
You know, I was just looking the other day at a map of the United States, and you know, if you think about it. The United States is a very strange country. How many countries have a giant country in between them and another section?
I mean, it is weird.
Alaska, weird. Hawaii, weird.
Alaska's huge, too.
Right. Alaska should be its own nation. Hawaii should, by all rights, have been let go, the same as the Philippines and so many other, the tiny little islands that...
Yeah.
The United States conquered during World War II. Now, I'm not saying they conquered Hawaii during World War II. They took it from the British, who conquered it significantly before that. And you, if you go ask Hawaiian nationals, and many of them work for the government, but they still hold these beliefs, is they were conquered. They want you to go away.
There's a big Alaskan term for
white people there, but
there's a fairly extensive Alaskan independence movement as well.
Indeed, there should be. There's no reason.
So he continues here. Abandon any residual trace of neo-Confederate baggage, another reason to replace the loaded term secession with a better term, partition. Instead, focus the debate on the successful breakup of the Soviet Empire. which blue staters applauded, rather than rehash the failed American breakup of 1860 to 65. For gosh sakes, stop lionizing John Calhoun and other antebellum secessionists. Don't bring up archaic doctrines of nullification or interposition. Stop romanticizing the past. It only insults the North, which thinks that the good old boys are trying once again to pull a fast one. I think he's doing a little bit, a lot of collectivism here, calling North and South, you know, giving the North and South personalities. And I think that's kind of silly. Anyway, he says, if you personally sport Dixie roots, don't hesitate to apologize for your slaveholding ancestors. Just because they were dead wrong on slavery doesn't morally compromise you today. Everybody is born with a clean slate, historically speaking. So make sure to distance yourself from the South's allegedly heroic lost cause. And speaking of Calhoun and other Southern statesmen, stop pretending that their high-sounding constitutional doctrines are anything more than an opportunistic fig leaf designed to cover the abominable institution of slavery. Acknowledge that the Southern regimes were basically illegitimate and embrace the stark conclusion of Wendell Phillips, the North's foremost abolitionist, that the Southern system resembled a pirate ship. Again, at the risk of repeating myself, the object is peaceful secession, not a violent showdown like that engulfing Russian Chechnya or Eritrea today.
Yeah, Eritrea.
Eritrea, excuse me.
This is the real foolishness, is the rowdiness that gets around it and all that other stuff. Look, going up against the United States government in a violent fashion is going to result in a bunch
suicide.
Of dead secessionists.
And efforts directed to rehabilitating the South's slave-owning crew will only muck up the process. Furthermore, stop claiming that by the 1850s the South was headed towards emancipation. For any society that could produce and embrace a writer like Virginian George Fitzhugh, the man who seriously argued that slavery was such a fantastic institution that the poor whites should also be enslaved, thus enjoying its evident benefits, was hardly headed for speedy emancipation. And except that all pre-Civil War talk of abolishing slavery was invariably coupled with ambitious plans to deport the newly freed blacks back to Africa or wherever. Yeah. Full citizenship was never deemed a viable option. And face the fact that as late as 1938, Mississippi Senator Theodore Bilbo introduced legislation designed to facilitate the colonization of American blacks back to Africa. Finally, today's secessionists need to examine carefully the fate of Czechoslovakian reformers who failed in their attempts to break away from the Soviet Empire. The Czechs, led by Alexander Dubček, who had promoted the notion of socialism with a human face, appeared on the verge of regaining their national independence from their Kremlin masters. And unlike the swift Russian invention to suppress the Hungarian Revolt of 1956, the Soviet leaders initially moved cautiously regarding wayward Czechoslovakia. Chairman Leonid Brezhnev and his Politburo cronies even traveled to Bratislava to engage in frank discussions with Czech leaders. And it was only when Brezhnev and his colleagues returned to Moscow that the Kremlin hardline faction gained the upper hand and dispatched a military intervention to crush the incipient freedom movement. In hindsight, Dubček squandered a historic opportunity at the August 1968 Bratislava conference to disarm the Soviets with kindness. Dubček should have praised the Soviets profusely as our clear brothers who had unselfishly shed their blood to save the Czech people from Nazi slavery. The Czech leader should have cried out dramatically, "We will never forget their sacrifice, and so we remain deeply indebted forever. We love our socialist brethren." Then, for good measure, Dubček should have burst into tears, walked over to Brezhnev, given him a bear hug, and planted a wet kiss on Leonid's mouth, worthy of the reception accorded to returning Soviet cosmonauts. After such a demonstration of absolute loyalty, is Moscow really going to risk looking unappreciative by sending their tanks rumbling into Prague next week? I suspect not. Remember, politics is essentially theater. So I presume that based on that statement that Dubček was really nasty to them.
That's what it sounds like. I wouldn't know.
Nowadays, American secessionists, better yet,
it's hard enough to know American history, let alone the rest of it.
Better yet, partitionists and their allies stand at the crossroads. They will only accomplish their stated objective if they can craft a workable solution amenable to the United States as a whole. They must strenuously resist the temptation to score points among the locals by bashing the blue states, all in hopes of securing some short-term political advantage. Rather, if they're actually serious about dissolving the Union, then they need to follow my advice by courting and disarming their erstwhile opponents. Otherwise, modern-day secessionists are just whistling Dixie.
I think it's interesting, but I don't think, for instance, I believe that what he's talking about here is Texas. I believe he's talking about the Texas secessionist movement.
Hmm.
And, you know, it's a red state. There's no doubt about it. Texas, red. And there's no changing that. So I do think that I think that the only people that really matter when it comes to secession, as far as getting them on board with the idea, are the people in the state.
I absolutely agree.
I do believe you should treat other people with kindness,
sure.
But I don't think that. I think it's just the people in the state that count.
I think you're absolutely right on that. Let's go to your phone calls. Jen in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jen.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, it's so good to talk. This is my first time calling in,
and I just
love the show. Yeah, it's great. Actually, I was going to talk about something else, but then you guys started talking about secession.
Sure.
And which is a subject I really enjoy, too.
Cool.
I'm actually taking a Civil War class right now, which is interesting, but at the same time, it's kind of hard for me because my teacher is a real Lincoln lover.
Oh,
so, yeah. Yeah, that makes it kind of difficult. But you were talking about Northerners.
Well, just trot out some of the the not so famous quotes about Lincoln supporting slavery and see what the teacher has to say about that.
Get the book.
Oh yeah, he brought those up actually, but then he tried to, you know, kind of smooth it over and cover over it. Mm. And I was like, no, you can't. I mean, he basically was displaying that he was, you know, a racist.
Yeah,
everybody was then. You know, I mean, it was just so common.
Pretty much. Yeah, but I mean, you know, we look at him that he was, that his only goal was to free the slaves, and
right.
That's the rhetoric that they like to use, and it wasn't,
nope.
And it's such a lie. So, yeah, that's actually, I want to become a teacher, and that's one of the reasons, is because there are some history. So,
Jen, what else did you want to talk about here? Because we're short on time. If you know, you're welcome to call in. At least you can call once a night. So if you've got more you want to get out, call us back tomorrow. But what else was on your mind?
Oh, I was just going to bring up real quick that I thought it was interesting when you brought up that the North wanted to actually secede as well. There were abolitionists in the North because one of them was Frederick Douglass, who actually is a prominent African-American abolitionist.
Sure.
So I actually read one of his letters that talked about that. So,
oh, I didn't
anyways.
Know
Jen, we're out of time for tonight. Call us back another time and send your picture in for the Shrine of Female Listeners when you get a chance. Well, we haven't had a guest. I don't think we've had a new Shriner since we launched the website.
It's been a long time, yeah.
Since we launched the website, so maybe you'll be the first. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. And if you didn't get on tonight, we'll get you tomorrow night. Call at the top of the show. See you then. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.